Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, que lo que, alrighty then. Oh, this is the second episode of your bonus episode. We will still have our 8 solid episodes for you on the podcast, but I wanted to bring you guys 3 bonus episodes, and this is the number 2. I want to talk about what is being trained. It's a story about a woman, and she said, I finally admitted to myself I was the toxic one. And you're probably like, what? Oh my gosh. You know, you ever have those reflections in your life where you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm the problem. Like, I am the problem. Nobody else is the problem but me. I want to talk about the topic today before I get into the story. And thank you for everybody who's tuning in. Muchísimas gracias por todo el mundo que está escuchando cada semana. En season 1, 2, 3, y 4, y ahora 5. Muchísimas gracias. Wherever you're tuning from. And I want to talk about what does it mean being trained. And you probably have an idea what I'm talking about. Especially since the holidays, we're going to have so many people around us, different types of people. It could be family members. We're going to have all these different connections. We're going to have all these different relationships that spur out at the moment. You might be at your hometown and you might see people from school, from your high school. You might be out and about and somebody might recognize you. Your aunt, your uncle, your grandfather, your cousins, you might see all these people and they might spark emotions or they might spark some type of energy within you. But I want to talk about the trained mind. And this is something that this story has a lot to do with that and how we think and what we can do, not just for ourselves, but our families. You know, the connections and the pathways in our brains, they change over the course of our lives. We don't think about it, but based on how we think, what we do, and where we are, scientists usually call this neuroplasticity. Look it up, Google it, neuroplasticity. Mira, tu prima lo está diciendo bien. Oye. But our minds and our brains are constantly being trained. And when you cultivate awareness, you can make a choice to have more control over what qualities you develop in yourself. And if you think about it, when you read something, or that's why social media is so big, it influences people to do something or feel a certain way or not feel a certain way or act a certain way. That's why they say that not everything you see online is real, because it could be a facade, but it happens with some training. It happens somewhere. And, you know, knowing this, what do you want to train your mind in right now? Like, what is it that's something that you're thinking about? I want to jump into the story and then you'll probably reflect on what do you want to train your mind on. This was a married woman. It's a true story. And she had 3 kids, and one day she got home from work and her husband didn't take out the trash, and they got in a huge argument. And you're probably thinking, like, you probably know, well, she got really mad. It wasn't really the trash that he didn't take out. It was something deeper, because it was a huge argument. Probably the most she's had in her life, like this huge argument. And her daughter came up to her and said, I don't like when you and Dada fight. And she's like, oh, your dad has to take out the trash, and da da da. And she keeps going on. And she says to her mom, but I don't like how you were not being kind. She takes a step back and she just says, well, I'm sorry. She said sorry to her daughter. She put her daughter to sleep. And she has a really, really strong connection with her daughter, because her daughter, she got pregnant when she was 15 years old. So her daughter and her, she kind of grew up with her, you know, like in a sense, you know, she kind of grew up with her, you know, you're growing up as a kid at 15 and she's learning how to be a mom. She's learning how to be all these different things. And it, she couldn't go to sleep that night. Now, mind you, just some a little backstory that she just started a new job, you know, a couple of months ago, and there was a lot of changes. They were planning to move into a bigger home because she has three children, and, you know, she has a lot of family. She takes care of certain people in her family, and so all these different things she's going on, and she couldn't sleep that night, and she just couldn't. The next day, she calls her job, and she's like, I can't come into work. And you would think, like, really, what? Why is this really tugging on her? Something just tugged on her. Her daughter's never said any of those things. Mind you, yeah, our kids are going to say, you're not being nice, you're not being kind because I want candy and you're not giving in. No, this is different. And she was, her experience, the child's experience was noticing something. And so she calls work and she's like, I'm not going into work. Like, I can't, I know I've just started a couple months ago, but today I really need a mental health day. They were like, well, we need you, blah, blah, blah. So she just went in. She just le dijo, I'm not coming in. Concho, déjame tranquila. I'm not coming in. Like, listen, I can't come in. Bye. Bloop. They basically like text her and say, don't bother coming in tomorrow. So she's thinking in her mind, like, whatever. They're probably telling me to take a mental health day tomorrow too, you know? And so she goes, you know, she goes on the place that most people go when they're either bored is Facebook. And she starts scrolling up and she starts to see, you know, all these things come up on her feed, surprise or not surprise. And she sees this church that's like promoting this, like the all these services, and it's local. And so she calls them up and she's like, hey, I saw something on Facebook about these services. They have really cool activities for kids. And also I see here about this, you know, therapy stuff. And it wasn't therapy. It was more like community therapy. Like, you're helping people, you know, you're making calls, kind of like a volunteering kind of thing. You know, like, she's like, I want to distract my mind. In her sense, she was thinking when she saw that, like, she can put her daughter into the community thing and then she can help out. She was just browsing. It was nothing, you know, just regular browsing. And the lady said, well, this is an external organization that we were working with, and they're not a part of us, but I can go ahead and pass your information along and they can get back to you. She's like, oh, I want to talk to them now. Like, she got up again, and the lady was like, well, I'm so sorry. You know, she was being very empathetic. The lady could have been rude, right? Because I would have been like, excuse me, lady. Okay. Like, they're not available. But, and I'm going to use the name Margaret because I can't tell you her name, but her name is we'll say Margaret. So Margaret's like, okay, fine, that's fine. Then administrative assistant, she was just like, well, I'm here. Is there anything that I can, you know, like, help you with? Or, I mean, I can lend an ear if you want to just talk. Because she could tell that the lady, when she was rambling, and she took a deep breath, and she's in her mind, the first thing is like, I'm not going to tell this lady anything about my life. Like, I don't even know what's wrong with me. So she starts to blab, and she just starts talking and talking and talking and talking, and apologizes like profusely on how and why she was so rude initially on the call. And the lady was just listening to her, and Margaret was like, I don't know what's wrong with me and my daughter. And she just couldn't. She was telling her whole story. And she said that, you know, an hour and a half goes by and she didn't realize that she was still on the phone. And the lady said, you know, you're telling me about, you know, this mommy group that you've been in. You're telling me about this entrepreneur group that you're not. I'm sorry, not entrepreneur. It's a business group for her job to like get, you know, learn things. And you're telling me about this other group, and you're telling me about all these external influences. But where's your internal influence? Where is that? Margaret just stays quiet. She's like, my internal influence? And she's like, yeah. Now, mind you, this administrative is just listening to her. She's just listening. She's just an admin at the church. And she's just listening with like an open ear. And Margaret begins to she just tells herself like, well, I never thought about it like that. I mean, the reason why I joined these things is to, you know, impact or she would say highlight my own influence. Like, she's like, yeah, but you're telling me everything about what they feel, what they believe. You see, Margaret was a part of all these mommy groups and all these groups and all these different things. And groups are amazing, don't get me wrong. But she got lost. She got lost in what she believed in and how to raise her child, just because people would say, oh, well, you're 15 years old and you're having a baby and you should do this and you should do that. She lost her voice when trying to change careers. And now she was trying to be into this course where she's not technical savvy and she's trying to learn all these different things. And she's lost her voice at home because she was thinking that she was supposed to be a certain way with her husband and her children and to be a provider and to be a mom and to be a wife and all these different things. And she lost her voice because she was just going based on the things that she would read or the things that she would experience. And a part of her didn't know who she was. She was being trained from all these external places and her internal influence was no longer to be found. Piénsalo. Think about it. We are watching TV, we're listening to music, we're watching YouTube, we're scrolling on Instagram, we're going on Reels, we're going all these different things. And where is our internal influence? We lose that. We're being trained every single day. And how it first started with Margaret discovering a community and how she wanted to help her community and getting her daughter involved and how they had like, it was to help other people. I think it was like a volunteering to help other people that they were going to do like therapy for disabled and for dogs and all these, like a whole bunch of things that were expressing therapy, you know, and she was going to go and just wanted to get information about it. Margaret goes home. I'm sorry, Margaret, she's home. Margaret goes to like a coffee shop and she begins to just stare at the wall. Like she's drinking her coffee and she says, here, I just stare at the wall. I take the napkin and I write. I finally write all my feelings that just come out of my mouth. I finally admitted to myself that I was a toxic one. But from a discovery of all these things, I'm toxic because what I am ingesting is toxic. I'm toxic because I'm not pausing for a moment to devour things that will be good for my relationship, be good for my children, be good for my husband, be good for my workplace, be good for me. And this is powerful for all of us. Que usted están escuchando ahora. You know, look it up, neuroplasticity. We're trained every single day, and sometimes we can lose ourselves because we are trained to act, think, and feel a certain way, and then we don't know how we feel, act, or want to think. So I challenge you guys today from this podcast, Piénsalo Ahora, think about it. What do you want to train your mind in right now? I want to train my mind to be more present in the sense of, you know, not just physically present, because I am physically present, but also mentally present. You know, I feel like we can all be a little toxic in the way we are. And admitting it is like so hard for us because our egos begin to bite and chew. And then we have the wrong types of cheerleaders on our corner saying, you're not toxic, they're toxic. And then the blame game happens. How can we do that right in our community? A lot of people think, oh, we're a nonprofit and we're just only talking about volunteering and this and this. Guess what? We're also talking about how to volunteer in your own home, right? I need to do that in my own home, right? You need to do that in your own home. We all need to do that in our homes with our families because we've all been raised differently. The neuroplasticity in our sensi, our energy of who we are is based on what is being trained in our minds. How is it being trained? Where is it being trained? You know, the mental capacity of watching something, viendo algo, and not saying, oh my God, I need to go do that now. I can tell you that I can empathize with Margaret because as a child, I used to be like, oh my gosh, well, why don't I have pelo bueno? Why don't I have good hair? Why do I have this? Why? I was being trained. I was being trained to think a certain way. I was being trained. I need to untrain myself. And so when we think about giving in our community, we can give to ourselves. So the next time you're watching something, the next time you are listening to something, the next time you are reading something and you are beginning to question yourself and you're trying to think about, wow, think about what are the things that we can improve as a person, but also giving ourselves credit for how amazing we are. Remember, how and what we think about ends up being our reality. Muchísimas gracias para escuchando este podcast, this bonus number 2 podcast. I have one more bonus podcast for you guys that launched for this launch week, and I appreciate you so much. But just think about it. If you have a story and you want to be anonymous for this story, because that's what we're sharing this season, all in regards to social good. And I do want to give you a happy ending for Margaret. She ended up being really connected with this church, and she ended up taking on some, leaving her job. Oh, by the way, so Margaret, I forgot to give you the rest of the story. Margaret did not lose her job. In fact, that Margaret was very, very valuable. And when they told her, don't bother coming, it was correct. It was because they wanted her to take a mental health day the next day. But after 3 months, Margaret left her job and she ended up working directly with the church in this other organization. And she started getting really heavy into it. And she started creating the things that she loves in her adding the things that she loves in her life and creating it. And now she's actually working on with that church and that organization with other parents and the messages that their children tell them. And sometimes they don't realize. If it wasn't for that day when her daughter said and was being honest and vulnerable, it just shows that how amazing actually she is as a mom and a parent for her daughter to be able to be so vulnerable and say something like that to her mom, and for her to be able to be acceptable of that. And you take that to change that. So listen to our children, because sometimes they're telling us something and we think we don't want to hear it, but they're telling us something. So Margaret is now being able to help others and with those and the listening and the non-listening, and how our children are giving us those messages, and how are we being trained? And that is how our children are going to be trained based on what they see and perceive. Hasta la próxima. Until next time. Thank you for listening. Y nos vemos. Bye. Wepa! Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media, leave a podcast review, and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities, and remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos!